button, and it's really pushed this time.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's got confirmation. I see it over there.
Oh, yeah, where's Rami?
Yeah, Rami saved the day last day. The only reason we had a show on YouTube last week was thanks to Rami. Thank you, Rami. Yeah! Oh, wait, no, I forgot that. Damn it.
Here,
hang on. Woo! Show, there we go. Yeah, no, you can't see Lauren at all. Perfect. Not even a little bit. Oh, that was awesome. I know I said something about the curtain, and then Dad kept saying, oh, did you come in here closer to me? You're right behind me. It'll be fine. No problem at all. No problem at all.
It's the car people. None of your people are seeing this.
I don't remember how old you are, but there's nothing like an embarrassed young lady.
She's going to be 21 in 2 months.
21. Good grief. Old man you are. You're an old man. Good for her for being 21, but you're an old man. That sucks. I always think of us as contemporaries, and then when you have a 21-year-old daughter, while I could as well, I don't. Yeah. All right. Good evening, everybody. I would like to take this opportunity before we do anything else and ask you to please like, subscribe this video, this channel, everything you can. Most things are invisible to the internet these days because of an Instagram hack, but we're in the process of getting all of those things back, so they all will all be back. And in the meantime, I need you to like this channel, subscribe to this channel. Apparently, there's a bell. You're supposed to ring that bell, right? Or like the bell. Now you're supposed to like the bell. Anyway, there's too many things to keep up with. I don't know how to do it. My name is Jay Ryan. This is the Late Night Playset. I will stop talking to you in this stand-up form in just a minute, but I want to tell you first that our guest this evening is Mr. Paul Kennel from the Auto Kramers. That's Paul Kramer from the Auto Kennel in real life. Anyway, and his daughter Lauren will be auditing this evening. She's auditing. Auditing the show. She may or may not come in visit. But we're going to be talking about the Coastal Range Rally. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. And we've got a bit of a video we're going to play as well, a teaser of that. So it's going to be fun. And Mrs. Ryan is here as well. We're going to do all the things. We're going to talk about this weekend, the weather for GVBC. Ooh, that's going to be questionable. And everything else coming up here over the holiday season. Magnus is going to be here Thursday, by the way. May as well pitch that right now. We're supposed to have no guests over the holiday. We were supposed to just loaf it around. Going to be shows the whole time. Late Night Playset starts right now. Oh, wait, hang on. Who's here? Raiden Motors is here. Rambo G5G systems look good. Rambo says, thank God, because you saved the show. Pete McNulty's here, and Cars and Cannabis is here. All those wonderful things. Late Night Playset starts right now.
You trim your beard. You look great. And you did a shave. Everybody looks great. What's up, you guys? Must be here.
the bubbles, but the bubbles will come late. All good. All good. The bubbles come late sometimes. Did that work? Oh, don't tell me this. After all of that. Oh, no. We're okay here. Hang on. Here we go. Yeah, that's it. That's the stuff, buddy. That would have been way too much work to blow it now. Oh, man. And you got your Paul Kennel. He's doing some videotaping. I like that. It's a winter wonderland. And we've got the Kramers in the house. We'll kill the echo. Let's turn the bubbles off. And we'll welcome everybody else. Welcome back. Like I said, late night playset. My name is Jay Ryan. The lady to my right is Nicole Ryan. We are the Ryans. It's Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. I think that this is a big day in the history of the world, right? Like the universe and stuff. Isn't this the day that was actually... Remember, everyone thought it was going to end, and the world was going to end in 2012. But if you check the Mayan calendar, whatever, because something about the metric system, I don't know what the hell it is, but whatever, it's actually really this year. So supposedly it's like December 21st. Did I make that up, or did I watch some
other
movie?
I've heard lots of theories, but the 21st is a solstice day, so if that means anything to someone, there you go.
Right, it's the first day of winter? Is that what that means, too? As well, yeah. Good stuff.
Longest day of light.
No, that's definitely not true. Shortest, maybe.
Shortest day of life. God damn it.
It's like these guys showed up at, I don't know, 4:45 or something. It was damn dark out already.
This is why I don't talk, but yes, it's the shortest day of life.
All right, well, speaking of not being able to talk, let's get you trade crafted up here. Oh, gosh, I'm going to put the real show on here. Trade Craft Tuesday, everybody. This is some biscotti, and I pre-opened it because it was the one that had the blowout. Whatever, it was a real hassle. But biscotti is the mood from our friends at Tradecraft Farms here and Sticky Vape. The mood is namaste hi. Namaste hi.
I would do yoga if I could.
Well, that's a weird one. It's a weird one because the stretching you do, I mean, you constantly stretch, but there's no strength to anything anymore. And the yoga is you got to stretch with strength at the same time to build the muscle and then reform and reshape the body.
Yeah.
You're having a hard time with that.
Yes. I'm finding out the more I do this, like every time I use a muscle, it goes away. So I have to be really cautious.
Yeah. This is the worst, saddest thing. Everyone's first, it's, oh, well, you need to do some exercise or whatever. Okay, well, we have tried that, and every time we try that, we wear her out, a new part of her out permanently so that she's no longer able to do that, whatever it is.
Yeah.
With the elevator was out that one time. Do you remember that? For if nothing anybody could do, whatever, a part, doesn't matter. The elevator was out, and the first, we tried to piggyback you one time. I remember that. You tried to, well, we ended up having to piggyback you. At first, you tried to do it yourself, and you made it one time. And then you all of a sudden couldn't walk anymore after that. Like, it's been this bad since.
Yeah. It's a weird one. Like, you think, I come from an exercise background of, like, do the same thing repetitively over and over.
Muscle memory and all that, build that training.
Yeah, and Chris's, Schwag's product disconnected that a long time ago. That muscle memory, so I have to tell myself what to do. But, like, this weakness shit is for the birds. it just gets worse and worse.
How are you? All right, we're on the show right now. So being on the show, being under the lights, being with friends and family here, that obviously helps a lot. But how are you dealing with all of that emotionally and mentally? Because I wouldn't, and I don't. Sometimes I break and snap, and you seem to, I don't know, just keep hacking away at it. What's your secret? How are you dealing with that?
I break often, and you see the worst of it. Like, it's just unfathomable. It doesn't make sense. So I don't sleep, so there's a lot of time to go through this shit. But, like, I don't know. Some days are better than others, but.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Good people around helps.
Good vibes. How would you say today is on a 1 to 10?
I mean, like a 2. Like, it's really bad. But I constantly have to readjust the barometer because it just gets worse every day.
Right.
So it's like, I can still use the walker. Like,
is today's yay. Two tomorrow's three? Because there becomes a new two, which is even lower.
I don't think about it. I just try to go from A to B.
Yeah.
Like, it's really brutal. Brutal. Really small.
Yeah. Let's see. Joe Loden is here. Hi, Joe Loden. Retro Works Garage is here. Hi, guys. St. Clair Insurance. Hello. California doesn't have weather. It's okay, Nicole. Well, I mean, we do have weather, especially lately. Maybe not like you're thinking, but because we go up to the crest every Friday, we absolutely deal with seasonal weather as if we live on the East Coast. I mean, we're going to deal with snow on Friday. We dealt with rain a couple weeks ago. And we dealt with a big storm last week. I mean, yeah. While that might be true about the weather, we experience the weather. And maybe that we do that by choice, obviously, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's different. Like, everything's different. Like, everyone... There was a comic that I heard one time that had a bit about pizza on the East Coast and West Coast, and, like, people from the East Coast complaining when they visited him out here that the pizza wasn't the same. He's like... Why do you want the same? Like, just stay home then.
Well, that's a valid point.
So I kind of feel the same way about weather. It's just different. You deal.
It's a wonderful perspective. I used to get bummed out that there wasn't pizza here until we found Weirdos. Now I'm all excited. We got Weirdos blocks away. Got a New York pie anytime we wanted, as long as it's Friday or Saturday. all right, what do we got to do tonight, everybody? All right, well, let's see. We spent the day at the Peterson Museum with the Kennels and myself. We spent the whole family. The whole family was over there almost. Yeah, three generations anyway.
Yeah.
You, your dad, and your daughter.
Yeah, it's great. That's really fun. Cool of Alex to do it.
Alex Velo Speak, our wonderful GVBC friend who brings the M5 up and also happens to curate the Peterson collection. The collections at the Peterson. that was fun, so I'm sure we'll probably talk about that when you're in here. But I have an East Coast feed to play because there's an update with the folks from the East Coast feed. And that might be the most important thing I have to do. I want to tell you about GVBC mainly because of the weather, and we haven't held up shirts in a while. So I'm supposed to hold up some shirts, so we'll do that. I do have to welcome some new crew. Paul Audio, obviously, he's here. But the new mixer that Paul is sponsored, that the Auto Kennel is sponsored, should be here Thursday. So I don't know if it'll make Thursday's show or not, but it should be here. We're very excited about that. And then also we have to welcome Ariel the Archivist to the show, to the family. Ariel the Archivist as well, who is now a crew member as well. So you have Will on camera 3 up there. You've got Hank on camera 4. You got Paul over there on the mixer. Hi, Paul. Just hilarious and ironic. The same day we wire up this thing to go click, click, click when you hit it. For the first time since 1996. I don't know why. and then, yeah, Will and Ariel and Paul. Yeah, got it. Sweet. There were some noises backstage that threw me for a moment. Is that anything I have to deal with? No. Backstage does, and real life happens to be outside. It would be the neighbors and or Amazon. And, you know, we get packages delivered. We had the damn groceries were delivered during the show last week when somebody was here. Damon Jones was here.
I remember.
Should we all take a deep breath and have a sip? Have a sip of water? Oh, Kat's here. Hi, Kat. She spawned. Catherine DeLorean, everybody, is in the house. Sort of. Via the Instagram. Happy holidays. Catch you next time. Thanks, J Sweet D. Any luck with IG account? That's a shame. A-holes. Yes, I need to tell you guys about this because I have to... Not only are there some updates. All right, let's talk about this real quick. And then we'll play the East Coast feed, and then we'll do commercials to get Paul Kennel in here. All right? And then we'll anything else that was on there, we'll throw that out. But I have to do the East Coast feed because they're sick on the East. It's a quarantine COVID type of deal. What was I supposed to do in the meantime? What am I going to say? Oh, yeah, the Instagram. Okay. All right. So here's what happened. All right. So we know the Instagram Facebook got hacked, right? We talked about that on the show. That's what apparently started the thing. And then they started posting. We still don't know what. It was, I'm guessing, political, health and COVID related. Or we joke about what we shouldn't joke about. Kitty porn. Just because any of those things would get you shut down these days. It's not funny to loop those things in, but it's all true. It all happens to be true within the community standards and
right.
whatever. Okay, so we know that it happened there first, and whatever they spammed, it was enough to get it shut down so quickly and rapidly that all of the other connected accounts got shut down out of haste. You know what I mean? Like just boom, 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 whatever this is automatically. And I couldn't figure out why everything was shut. I couldn't access the account. You guys know I had to call in favors all over the place. People actually reached out to me, which was amazing. Magnus, Damon Jones, Dimitri over at BBI. All these people reached out. Dimitri ended up having a friend who ended up getting some progress. So here is where I have to eat some crow. When Dimitri was helping me, when Dimitri was generous and kind enough to be helping me, he asked me about the emails on the accounts and okay, this one and this one. Okay, now I need another one, another email that is not associated with the account. I go, okay, well, I'll use my personal one that I never give out to anybody. This is like super, you know what I mean? Like this one shouldn't be on anything. And I write, and this is all via, you know, this, and I'm not good with this. If I was writing it down or talking, I'm fine. But this, I have typos all the time. My own email address, somehow I transposed, there's a typo. I transposed two of the letters in my email address. When I gave it to him, it's not his fault, it's not their fault. He goes, hey, I'll help you out of this bind. Just give me the couple little very easy tidbits of information that should be very, very manageable for you to provide. And I did it wrong. So over the weekend, I just checked it. I was like, because what else do you do? You know what I mean? Out of habit, by the way, I've opened Instagram or Facebook so many times on my phone just out of habit, like waking up in the morning, knowing that they're not there. I just forget. This is where it gets frustrating. I see that I no longer have the, your thing is, you don't even have access to the app. That's how bad your thing is. You need to re-log into your account. Oh, okay. Well, the password's been changed. Oh, okay, right, because they reset the account. And I don't know what the heck it is. It's probably password 12345, but I don't want to get locked out. Who the hell knows? And I go to press the thing for the resend email, right? Resend confirmation email for the thing. And it doesn't come again. And I go look at it again. And I look really closely, right, at the fine print in the thing. And I go, oh my goddamn hell, it's sending it to some, I'm no better off than I was before with the 20-year-old email from Paramount that was on the account, right? So it's still my fault. And I haven't heard from Dimitri again because I'm sure he's probably sick as shit of me, but somebody else did reach out and ask me what's going on with it, and I explained everything that had happened so far, and then, okay, this time it's my fault and whatever, and they put in a request to do something. I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that we're closer than we've ever been, yet literally no closer than we were last week. So it's totally my fault. Now, in the meantime, with... what the hell did I call this damn new one?
The Real J. Ryan.
The Real J. Ryan 111.
Oh, yeah.
So this one, now here's an update on this. I cannot like. Here, I just tried to like this picture, see what happens. I can't read that backwards, but it says, try again later. Your account has been temporarily locked from taking this action. Sharing your account with a service that helps you get more likes or followers goes against our community guidelines. This block will expire on 2021-12-27, so 2 days after Christmas. Tell us if you think we've made a mistake. And I've done this about 1,000 times. Tell us, sure. And look what it does. It just allows me to go back here. And I think, oh, great, I did it. And I go like the picture again. Oh, start the whole process over again. So I can't like a photo. I can't comment on a photo. Hi. Same thing, right? And I can't friend request anyone or even like you back or follow. I can't follow anyone or follow anyone back, which is just ludicrous to me. But it is what it is. And apparently I accepted their terms and guidelines when I signed up with the app. So I don't understand it. I don't think I'm bothering anyone. It's just a weird thing. It's a weird thing, and I can't explain it. So, I mean, if I don't get the other account back, we'll see you on the 27th. And if we get the other account back in the meantime, I don't know what to do with this, but I'm not very happy with it. So I may just park it and, like, deactivate it and just see you all on Porsche Life. So there is the very long-winded answer as to what's going on with that. And thanks for calling the Mayholes. I don't know. I feel like it was half my fault. Yes, I agreed, because who hacks anybody's account, right? Why do you do that in the first place? Agreed. But I also wasn't really as protected as I should have been. I didn't have all the shit up to date like I should have. So I definitely am willing to share responsibility. But you're right. Like, why do you go hack somebody in the first place? Totally. Chris Hundley is here. Hello. Topless Targus here. Raiden Motors. Just call me Olin. Hello, Olin. Jet Boy. Can you create an email with those transposed letters? You know what's hilarious? Somebody asked me if I could do that. And the truth is, I bet I... Oh, no, you can't anymore. Because mine's dot... Mac, I could say that, dot Mac. And nowadays it would be dot iCloud, or, right? Whatever it's called these days, whatever Apple yeah. shit is. But I wouldn't be able to create another Mac address. That's right. That's right. If somebody wants my secret personal email, now you're within the right ecosystem. Hilarious. It's not even that secret. I just don't use it that often. So it's like, I know it's safe from Google. Does it exist? Can you create that bad? Oh, yeah, everyone says that. No, yeah. Damn, that sucks. I was wondering where you went. I was sad. Oh, I love you, Michael Kaz. I tried to friend request you. Did it not work? So frustrating. The biggest problem with social media, no real customer service. True. Any help we've gotten has been from... Gotten? Is that a word? Can I use it there? has been from... It's who you know. It's truly been friends of friends who've been through it and know people at Meta. See over there on Meta. Eventually, we'll all live in the big Meta machine, and the Matrix will have just been, like, it'll be Dianetics, right? Isn't Dianetics the owner's manual for the human body? Like, yes. For, what's the religion? Scientology, thank you. When I was a little kid, I didn't connect the dots. I think I told you that. It wasn't until I moved out here and realized I was working on a TV show, and somebody, blah, blah, blah. I knew Scientology was a thing, and I knew that I grew up with this book that used to advertise on Saturday morning with it coming at you with the big explosion in space. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard. The owner's manual for the human body or the human brain or whatever it was. Oh, it's crazy. Anyway, I had no idea. And then somebody was like, yeah, you know that's the same thing. I was like, what? How would I know that? Does everybody know that?
Like, who names their kid L. Ron?
Oh, that's hilarious.
You hear like, L. Ron, that's a weird name.
But did you think that because of the Jetsons? Because they had L. Roy.
Yeah,
yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Dot.
I had that with a couple of them. One was, what's the guy from Chrysler?
Lee Iacocca.
Lee Iacocca. and there's, J. Edgar Hoover. I thought his name was J. Edgar Hoover. Some guy's name was J.
Edgar
Hoover. What the heck? Oh, man. I took that little bus. I really did. I can say that joke because I really did take a little bus, but it was because we lived on it. I'll tell everybody this. Because we lived on a really windy, hilly road. Yeah. They couldn't fit the big bus up it for us.
But the road was windy. The road was windy.
Asshole.
I still wonder what that person on the side of the road was thinking.
Oh, leaving the Brentwood Country Mart the other day? God, that was hilarious. It was such a funny video. We were at the light about to pull the left, and the auto kind of comes around, asshole, and keeps going, never even stops. Was it Lewis who was with
Lewis
you two?
Behind me.
Hilarious. But there were people on the corner, like, waiting in the crosswalk to cross. And they just saw the whole thing. And meanwhile, our response, instead of being like, fuck you, buddy, we're just laughing
That's
our faces
hilarious.
Off with pure joy and love. It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
And they probably thought, man, they're so together. Look how they just take that verbal abuse and they turn it into lemonade.
They go, well, they're obviously family.
Yeah. And you're like,
Dianetics. That's right. See you at the recruitment center. Yeah. I feel like we should take this opportunity to tell people we're not Scientologists. I don't know. I guess that will alienate us from a small group, but probably ingratiate us with the majority.
There's a knock at the door.
Is it really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Tom Cruise is at the door. He wants in.
He wants to jump around on our couch here. He's like, I heard you had a couch and there'd be jumping. Holy crap. God, I love when you're here. All right. I learned that Scientology when I moved to LA. Yeah, same here. All right, good. Short buzz. But ours really was because of it was a twisty road. The fucking irony that I would mention the Mac account and the twisty road is so ironic because that is the Mac account. It's named after that twist you wrote. What are the chances that those would both come up?
That's funny.
I'm going to have to change it now because somebody's going to look it up.
It's a black and white cookie all over again.
That's hilarious. What are you looking at?
A street sign.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, there happens to be a child. All right, so an ex-girlfriend of mine a long time ago, before this one, stole that street sign for me. It wasn't even me. I didn't even take it as a kid. Like, why would you steal your own street sign? It doesn't even make sense. But because she knew I grew up on that road and it was important to me, and you know the whole story with my family sold the house and the whole thing. My dad died. So that was like a little bit. It's also tattooed on my arm. I forgot. Nobody cut that arm off to get the email. I tell you. Good grief. Ugh, what's happening? The whole system is crumbling. Hi, everybody. Twisty Roads, guys. Twisty Roads. Twisty Roads. Twisty Roads. All right. What are we supposed to do? I told you about the Instagram. Now we got to do the East Coast feed. East Coast feed. We'll talk about the Peterson when Paul Kramer's in here. All right. East Coast feed. Danbury Chive and our friends over at the East Coast. Where is that? There we are. Hi. Red light and all. Danbury Chive and our friends over at the East Coast feed are checking in. And here we go. Roll it out.
Mr. Ryan, Mrs. Ryan, East Coast feed coming to you on a Monday. Monday? Yeah, Brooke's over there hiding under the covers. You know why? Because it's COVID protocol. Because we get to be stuck in the house together for a week. So excited. That's not what we're calling. Merry Christmas, or Murray Christmas, if you will. As you can see by our hacking away, here we sit. But because you suggested Ford versus Ferrari, I just want to let you know someone is big time into racing now and has to get to a race. So look what she's been watching all day long for days. She's watching us from a Formula One. She's like, did you know the Ferrari has the youngest driver? She's all full of facts now. Right, babe? She's really excited. Love it. Anyway, giving you some East Coast COVID love from Danbury, Connecticut. Love you guys.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
That was awesome. I mean, I'm sorry about the COVID. I'm sorry they're sick, but it's a good place to be if you're into racing because, like, you can get into it pretty easily. Just a short ride right up Route 7 from where they live at Lime Rock.
That's so cool.
Plus, there's tons of autocross in Connecticut. Tons, tons. Tiny state, but lots of car people. Feeling all right? Feeling all right, Paul Kennel? I don't know if anybody... If anybody notices, Paul Kennel's lighting looks a little better over there, isn't it? You see how well, how good he looks? We added another light over there.
That's cool.
Yeah, he looks good. Looks very good. Nobody gives a shit. We weren't even supposed to be doing shows today. This is supposed to be just us. Be happy with what you got. Snakey Bites is here. I'll Wait is here. Every time I see that, I think of the movie Terminal with Tom Hanks. And I'll Wait. I'll Wait. Yeah, go ahead, right through those doors. I'll Wait. Oh, you know what? Can I do this, though? Oh, shit, there was viewer mail, too. God damn it. Well, you know what? We started the show late, so we're not as late as I feel like we are.
Right.
Nothing. No better enemy to a microphone than a plastic bag, so excuse me.
But I have to at least...
Oh, if you want a good corned beef sandwich... Ooh. So
it's a good spot.
After we went to the Peterson today, the Kramers, or at least 2/3 of them, went. Did you make it into the Academy Museum? No, I didn't think so. Yeah. But you did make it up to Cantor's, obviously.
Oh, yeah. That was actually more important for Lauren.
Oh yeah, look at this, all sorts. Oh, you got. Oh my gosh, good choice. Look at that, like beautiful Christmas cookies types. I know they're not Christmas cookies. They're definitely not Christmas cookies from Cantor's.
Cantor's specialist in Christmas cookies.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it the moment it came out. But you know the jelly cookies that everybody likes.
Yeah.
And then, just like our living situation here.
You have that picture to the show.
This is hilarious. So nobody in the world would believe this. But it's true. Earlier today, I took a picture for no reason other than I walked by and I go, boy, that looks funny. And I took this picture and I'll hold it up to Instagram here and then you'll be able to see. Here we go. It's just of our living situation, what it's like to live here in the playset slash house. That's not a side by side. That's just a picture with the curtain happens to be dividing it right in the middle. So I literally walked into the other room and to the missus, and I go, "This, look at this picture. This is the weirdest thing. We live in a black and white cookie." Moments later, I get a text from Paul Kennel saying, "What would you like from Cantor's? What kind of baked goods and goodies would you like from Cantor's?" And I thought to myself, "Oh, geez, I mean, anything you like, it doesn't really matter." And then I took a second to actually look at what he was displaying. Look at all those black and white cookies. Oh, we'll get back to them here. We'll get back to them. But look at all that other stuff. I didn't really look too carefully because one of everything, please.
Yeah. The left side of the menu.
But look at all those black and white cookies.
He's eating the left side of the menu.
Yeah. So that's a comic joke, too.
A diner. Movie Diner. My favorite movie.
Oh.
When he's eating the...
It's also a comedian joke because a lot of times comedians will be offered, "Oh yeah, blah blah blah, blah, $25 and dinner, whatever." And then when you get there, they bring the menu back to the green room for the comics, and they go, "Anything from the left side?" It's like basically anything from the fried appetizer, immediate serve. Yeah, anything from the frozen food section. Black and white cookies. Yeah. Hope you don't mind that I touched them.
Nope.
I'm very excited about it. Oh, okay. Just put those in the window.
A bubby had her hands all over them, so don't worry.
Bubby?
A bubby.
What does a bubby mean to you?
It's Yiddish for grandmother.
Grandmother.
Like, yeah.
Okay, but we just watched Die Hard last night, best Christmas movie ever, and he's like, Ellis goes,
Booby.
Yeah! That's the thing. I mean, Hans, booby.
I think that's more of a mafia
booby.
Like, term of endearment.
Oh, I don't get it still. I still don't get it.
I don't know.
I go, booby. Oh, geez, Ellis. But is there a better... that guy character than Ellis from Die Hard? Like, that's a reference for life.
Oh, yeah.
You run into a guy like that, he's like, "Hey!" Like, I do it sometimes, but it's like, I'm making fun of that character.
Right.
Some people may not realize that, but I think the majority of our friends realize it. And it's like a caricature on that type of guy. Because when you run into the real one, it's like, fuck! It's Ellis from Die Hard!
Too much.
You missed a spot, you know? Jeez. All right. Did that. Now, my favorite part of the day. They say all that separates men and boys is the coverage for their toys. St. Clair Insurance has coverage for your toys. What kind of toys, Mrs. Ryan?
Collector cars.
What's that?
Collector cars, I think.
That's right. Collector cars, the garages you store your collector cars in, the homes they might be attached to, or the businesses that support them all. Your helicopters, your airplanes, anything, snowmobiles, snow blowers, anything that's insurable, you're going to need it. You're going to need that coverage, and St. Clair Insurance shops top providers so you get the best coverage for your toys. If I were you, I'd check out Jeff St. Clair and go to coverageforyourtoys.com, coverageforyourtoys.com,
coverageforyourtoys.com,
and let them know you saw it right here, and tell them we said hi. Flat Six Photographer is here. Hello, James Cornish. Snakebite says Die Hard is the greatest Christmas movie. It's hilarious because I don't get involved in those damn arguments, and I don't really give a shit one way or the other. But every time we watch it, because it's become such a thing to argue about, every time we do watch it, which is once a year, Christmas time, we both comment to each other how ridiculous anyone is for even arguing at any point that it's not a Christmas movie. No, it might not be the feel good, oh, somebody's going to experience their catharsis and the whole thing. But the truth is, once you get to the end, it is that. The last 10 minutes, after the building blows up, after the movie's really over, it becomes this whole other movie with him and Pal and the guy, and then he pulls the gun and shit. Spoiler alert, this movie came out in 1989 or whatever. But, like, it's genuinely good. So it's every bit heartwarming. There are so many Christmas carols in it. There's so many. It's nothing but Christmas. I don't know why people. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think people say it's not just to exhaust people like me. People are like, "Oh, that's ridiculous." And then, hey, let me tell you why.
This is where my background comes in handy. Like, the studio moved the release date. It's a fucking Christmas movie.
Yeah. Well, is that true? I don't think that is true. I think we always thought that. I think when we watched that documentary that your friend Brian Volk-Weiss did, who was here, by the way, you should watch that episode of this show. He's so interesting. I think when we watched The Thing, it was... because the rights to the book were some high-rise thing on Christmas Eve. And it was like a guy, blah, blah, blah. And that was Christmas Eve. The movie did happen to get released like 4th of July week. It was a summer blockbuster. But I don't think it's what we always thought it was, even though that would normally be the thing. And I'm sorry to just do that to you. It's only because we watched it recently, and it would be easily fact-checked.
I think there's some behind-the-scenes and fudging of stories, but it came out in July, so...
Could be. But the name of the book that had the rights, it was not called Die Hard. I forget what it was called, but it's a father and his daughter, and then he ends up dropping her on Wilshire. But it's a horrible damn story. And then changed it for the movie. Anyway, go watch it. It's on Netflix. The Movies That Made Us. Bubbles. The bubbles are great. Let me tell you, the best bubbles in the world are made by Bubble Tree, the American bubble company. Got through that quick. And now it is... We'll do the other viewer mail stuff. Oh, Jesus Christ. We'll do the other viewer mail stuff on Thursday with Magnus. But on behalf of Nicole Ryan, this is Jay Ryan from Late Night Playset, reminding you to please like, subscribe, and comment below. This feeds the internet algorithm and eventually Mrs. Ryan as well. Oh, the fog machine is timed out, which is fine because I'm tired of breathing it. Do all that stuff. It'll be fire and she'll be really happy. And that's all the stuff. Happy holidays, right? We never run out of bubbles. Thanks to the bubble machine and the bubble, best bubbles in the world, a bubble tree. Okay, quick break. We've gone on and on and on. That was a solid half an hour plus. Fists with your toes. That's hilarious. That's right. That's the secret. I should turn these off so his chair doesn't get too wet. We'll be right back after these brief words from our friends at Oh So Delicious Hot Sauce. The hot sauce, Mrs. Ryan.
Made by bears.
Oh, so delicious. It's the hot sauce made by bears. Garlic and serrano mixed with love and care. You can put it on your eggs, pour it on your rice. It's great on a leg, it's better on a slice. It's oh, so delicious. It's the hot sauce made by bears. Oh, so delicious hot sauce. Great on everything except oatmeal.
Get your bottle today at osodelicious.org. $1 from every bottle sold goes to the National Military Family Association.
No, I don't think you're right about that, but... I'm Johnny Lieberman, and you're watching LMP. What does LMP stand for?
Late Night Playset.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've been on there. Yeah, good show. You should like and subscribe. Like and subscribe.
There you go. What are you driving today? 63-356-B.
Hey, 111.
What are you driving today?
Here we go.
Oh, this is fun, David.
This just proves that you don't have to go fast to have fun.
You don't have to go fast. Can you see my smile already?
Okay, I'm impressed.
Don't need the stick, and he's already got it. My car's gonna feel slow as balls after this, I'll tell you that.
Pedal down! Yeah!
I gotta go.
Oh, this is good and exciting.
How close to this? Is this
more than 6 inches, less than a foot?
Right there.
Hi, Paul Kramer.
Hey, guys.
It's so weird to even say Paul Kramer. It's not even a real name to me. You're Paul Kennel. You'll forever be Paul Kennel to me.
That's fine. Our name's been changed many times over the years.
Let's see. All right. This is all the stuff I would have done if you weren't talking to me before, but here we are. You look great. Look at this. Beautiful, beautiful. And we got your name on the thing. You're the first person to sit here next to their name on the thing.
Sure. That's right. Very
there
cool.
We go. Beautiful.
I had a great day with you over at the Peterson Museum. I have a great time with you anytime we're hanging out. But what do you want to talk about? Want to talk about the rally? Want to talk about the day and, you know, hanging out with Lauren and your dad and anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, no, I think talking about the day was fun. That was. I mean, we started talking about doing this last minute on Sunday, wasn't it? Sunday.
Yeah. Where were we Sunday?
We were at the Peterson.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
For the 356 day.
Yep.
And I think we've talked about how it's been a while since I've come on, and not that I had anything specific to do. And then we were talked about the Bond exhibit, and I really wanted to see the Bond exhibit, but I wanted to do it a little bit different.
Yeah.
And make it special.
The Bond exhibit. Ugh. That's the best exhibit I've seen there in a long time.
I just want to go, like we talked about, I want to go home and watch all of them.
All of them?
Like,
or at least every clip that they had. I want to watch all those scenes.
Just put my phone and everything on I'm traveling and start with... Was it Dr. No? Is that the
Dr. No's the first one, yeah.
Start with Dr. No and work your way up to the recent one.
Do you have a favorite? I can't do a favorite overall, but I do like favorites from each. You know, like favorite Connery, the favorite Roger.
No, Spy Who Loved Me. It'll always be Spy Who Loved Me.
Really?
First one I saw in the theater, that dates me, so I think it was 77. Mm. You know, to me, listening to my dad and my grandfather describe Jaws, the character.
Richard Kiel.
Right. Yeah. And then just building up to it.
He was like 7 feet tall with a metal mouth. It was, the, you know, the guy from Silver Streak and Happy Gilmore.
I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean having them describe? Oh, because they told you about it before you went to go see
it. We were talking about earlier. My grandfather, he was one of those people that would ruin movies. He wanted to. And it was just, it would drive my dad nuts. And he would sit there saying, Dad, I'm going to go see, like, it was so, there was no gentle way of putting it. He was like, don't shut up. And he would just say, but the car turns into a submarine.
Oh.
And he's great. And there's this.
And I'm looking for that the whole time.
And there's this 9 foot tall guy that eats things with his mouth and he's like, he's named after a shark, you know, and Joe.
But he's not named after a shark. It just happens to have the same name as a shark. Your dad's hilarious.
That's my grandfather. Oh,
hilarious.
The apple doesn't fall far.
Is this your dad's dad?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, then now I get it all.
Yeah. And if you
now look, the Ed makes more sense.
Oh yeah, it all works. And I know I am on the back of that train just traveling along. And don't worry, Lauren, you could be in the caboose too.
Yeah, I told her we wouldn't cut to her anymore. So
look at Grumps. Look at me, and that's where you're going.
Well, but don't you think each generation it rounds off a little bit, right? Like it,
yeah.
Each one's a little softer. Yeah,
right. But you know,
I know with my mother and her father, right. Like I can see.
But you,
I know where the fuck I came from.
Right. Yeah. But you fight it so hard, and then you hear yourself anything from idioms to noises to thoughts to just sounds that come out of you.
Do you sounds for sure? Do you see yourself in the mirror sometimes, like? And it's not even that you look, but like a mannerism, a face, a wince.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you see it? And me?
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I look like her.
It's your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I look very little like my dad.
Wow.
I mean, my mom's a very attractive woman.
Right.
But it makes me kind of pretty.
You look really pretty.
You sure got a pretty mouth.
Yeah. How many movie
you
references?
Saw me bending over for the motorcycle thing today. That comes very naturally to me.
Yeah.
Woo.
Go to either our Instagram. You'll see that photo.
Please do.
On the stories.
Oh, I'm so glad you got it. And then you took video too, which is even better.
Yeah. The making of. But that was fun because the thing about, you know, those exhibits are, I really like the exhibits in the last, since they redid the whole museum.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see the Bond one. I mean, that's the one I've really wanted to see more than anything else. And to get a special tour with Alex, who created these exhibitions and put them together, and understanding how hard it was to do.
Well, you heard some of the stories, Justin.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, we see the result, and you walk in there, and everything's very beautiful, and I mean,
and flowing, and this is nice. How hard could this be?
Oh, what the heck to get there?
But then just dealing with all these organizations behind it that lend cars, and I mean, you know, all the whatever, what do they call it in your industry when you have the demands of what they do and don't do?
The rider.
Yeah, I mean, I could just imagine what it is with an organization like Ian Fleming and the foundation, which is for the cars. I watched, I can't remember whose podcast it was. I'm so sorry, but they interviewed both of those guys. They were on a live feed at the Peterson when they launched the whole.
Oh,
thing.
How cool! Of course.
And then they had. I was watching it live. I think it was a live feed. They had four or five of the Bond women.
Going
back, and it was really
they're still alive.
Yeah, they're really and really interesting people.
Well, I just mean like Idris Elba. Idris Elba is very alive. He's a different guy. Well, Ursula Andress. Andress. What am I trying to think of?
But they're all
Ursula Andress.
I mean, I think they were all kind of European. You know, I mean, they all had strong accents, and obviously, even though they're older, beautiful women. So.
Pussy galore. How do you get away with that? What's your name? Pussy galore. It's ridiculous. And then was it Austin Powers, I guess. What's your name? Alada. A lot of vagina. Really?
Yeah.
Hilarious. But
yeah, that was neat to see the exhibit, to see the...
There were no Bond girls there today.
No. No Bond girls. Oh, Lauren. No.
Who wants to be a Bond girl?
Yeah.
Although, what there were some pretty... Like, contemporary... The new ones, do they have... Halle Berry was one, right? Like, the contemporary movies have, like, modern movie stars.
Yeah, I think the women are less trophy pieces and actual characters and...
Good.
They talk and they do actual... Yeah. They're actually, you know, whether they're evil or good or whatever.
There was one with Denise Richards, and it was like, hi, I'm Dr. Christmas Jones or whatever, and I was like, I don't buy any of it. You sell it somewhere else.
So that's who's trying to get ratings. Exactly.
But... Well, so the Bond thing, of course, that's for all of us. But of all of the stuff you saw in the Bond exhibit, what was your favorite? And then we'll talk about the other stuff.
I mean, I wanted to like the Spy Love Me Lotus, but it's in the submarine form, which we talked about.
It's just
in
a fiberglass tub.
Yeah, and I really like it as the car.
Yep.
I mean, the chase scene is fantastic. And,
yep.
And as much as I'm not a fan of that Aston Martin, I know some we talked a little bit about it, but the one from, is it Her Majesty's Service? The Aston Martin with the skis.
Oh, Live and Let Die? It's one of the
80s.
Timothy Dalton ones with the ski slope, right?
And it had the airplane. I mean, just the setup of it. And if you go to my Instagram story, you'll see a picture of it.
It's the one with the cello, isn't it? Or is it not the one with the cello?
No, it's the one with the skis.
No, I know, yeah. I know. But no, you remember?
Oh, yeah. It was gray.
I mean, the movie with the cello. Remember, they also ride the cello down the
ski. Slope.
Isn't that the same movie?
Yeah. It was Roger Moore, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, then I'm wrong. I was thinking Timothy Dalton.
No, I think it was Roger Moore. But seeing some of the AMC, was it the AMC? Which AMC car was it?
I forget what it's called, too. It's not the Gremlin. It's the one that Magnus has. Not the Matador. Not the Gremlin, not the Matador. It's the little tiny coupe.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was. But what was neat about it was the fact that that was the car that did this stunt. It did like a corkscrew barrel roll. And what was really, I think, clever, and I don't think people realize how hard it was, and Alex talked about it, was behind every single car they had on loop, the hero part of that scene with that car. Like the movie clip with
the
that.
Living Daylights has the cello, somebody says.
Okay, thank you. But and then
he's like, but that's not the one we need.
Yeah, exactly.
Which one has the one with the skis?
Yeah, they asked.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought it was Her Majesty. No, I mean that car this would have one. Been early 80s, I think. Yeah, that whole setup was pretty wild.
With the Cessna really above it was incredible.
Yeah, it really.
They took the Cessna apart to get it inside.
Yeah, there was just a lot of cool things that went, and just to hear kind of behind the scenes and how hard it is. And like I was talking to Alex, and when I was in school, I took a class about how museums are run, and it was really, really fast. And the professor, she knew all the curators at all. I mean, it's a small community even across the country, and we got to tour the Getty, Arm and Hammer, and a few of these, but underground behind the scenes to see, and. I think what we mostly focused on was how they keep fakes from getting in. People are trying to get fakes in to build provenance. Say, I've got this. They get it in there. All of a sudden, they build provenance. They've got something worth money. They take it back.
Right. And, simply because it was there.
Yeah. And it was just – but just the whole process of running a museum is just fascinating to me, just the logistics of it.
When I was a docent at the – we're both mid-century fans. When I was a docent at the Eames House, you know, they would set up – visits to other homes, and it was not like just going to a tour of that home, like, because you're docents of another one of these, you're stewards of another place, so it's like there's an understanding, there's a respect there, and they, you could go anywhere, you can touch it, you know what I mean, it's a whole different experience than just
because you know how to,
it's kind of like what you're talking about, it's like, oh, you're allowed, it's like when we go to the vault tour at the Peterson versus when somebody else just gets the guided tour of the vault at the Peterson.
Right.
We can spend as much time as we want on any one car, anywhere we want. I mean, we can do whatever we want as long as we stay within the rules, you know?
I can't wait for that.
Next time.
That'll be fun.
If there weren't so many exhibits that he had to spend so much time with us.
Oh, yeah.
Once I looked, I couldn't believe what time it was when we left. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
We were there for
almost 3 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll do that next time.
Yeah.
The vault's great.
But yeah, no, thank you again. That was a treat. That was really fun.
Thanks to Alex and Emily Dawuji.
I mean, I'm not sure how much Lauren enjoyed it, but it was fun for having her.
You were very tolerant, I thought.
She's used to it with me. She really is. And
do you drag her to stuff like that?
Not much. I mean, I'll ask her. Well, like during COVID when we went to, she was in town. Remember we went to breakfast.
You were in town for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Because there was no school.
Yeah.
I just did it from home.
Right, right. Well,
yeah.
Right.
But she was home for over a semester.
Wow.
And I think because, I mean, all of her friends, some of them were stuck in Europe still and she couldn't really do anything. So I said, kind of just, hey, do you want to go to the Breakfast Club? I'm leaving at 6:37 in the morning, and which is to a college student like death.
You may as well be four.
And she said, okay. I go, oh, you must be bored. Like to get
Wait,
up
did
early.
You, so you did come up to Breakfast Club? I forgot about
yeah.
that. Oh, I forgot
We were driving
about
that. Came in with the big hot rod motor, and she stopped. And I was making a video of it, so I stopped and filmed. And
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
It was the beginning of COVID, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It would have been probably.
I mean, like it would have been that last
May?
Semester. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been the end of her. That was the end of her sophomore year, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
She's now. No, end of freshman year. That's right. Yeah. She only got a semester in, and then you came home. Mm-hmm. And now she's going back after Christmas for the end of her junior year. And then she's going to the UK abroad, hopefully in the fall.
Yeah, hopefully.
Which
Wow, that's
I'm
amazing.
Excited.
Congratulations.
I wanted her to do it. Because that was the one thing in college, like for many different reasons, I just
that you didn't do.
And it's if I had a great college experience, and it couldn't have been better. But I was like, oh, that would have just been, because I do feel a bit myopic. I've never been to Europe. I mean, I've never really gone anywhere. In fact, we had planned in 19, my dad and I kind of set aside money as we, you know, through the business. And in the fall of 20, we were going to go in October, end of September, October to finally go to Germany. Finally go to.
Oh, like, beautiful.
And all the people I've met in friends and relationships go do. Now's like the time to go. My dad's healthy. We can go. We'll go drive the Nürburgring. I would have loved to time it with an F1 race. And then
for sure. Gosh.
And then friends who work at Porsche and friends who work at Mercedes. And
you have enough people in this community that you could, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have one hell of a German vacation.
Right. It was going to be 2 or 3 weeks. And actually, in the beginning of COVID, we used that money just to run the business.
Absolutely.
Because everyone was like, what's going to happen? Because I think we went 7 weeks without selling a car, which is just, I mean.
2 months.
Forever. Yeah. But the nicest, it was kind of nice. Like the weird part about it was slowing down and spending time with.
You know. That was when you started coming up to Breakfast Club regularly.
Yeah.
It used to be an every once in a while thing. And then that was when you were
the beginning.
Well, there's nothing else. So why not just do it?
Yeah. And then my dad didn't really want to come around the shop when I was there, which I didn't want him either, but he had stuff to do. I said, why don't you come Friday?
Oh, yeah.
He would come Friday morning, chef's. And I would come, you know, when I got there after Breakfast Club, he would leave. And then I started thinking, like, I always relate to, like, a yellow lab. You put food in front of a yellow lab, it will eat and eat and eat. And I'll do that with work. I'll do it with it. I mean, I think I have a somewhat addictive personality. I will do that with anything.
Yeah, I get that.
And if you don't figure out a way to just stop, you just don't stop. And that was...
We were worried about you afterwards when it started to pick up and you just wouldn't take a break for a while.
Oh, yeah.
After that period that you were just talking about.
Yeah, it got...
Because then it became the opposite. Like the pendulum swung and then it came on back.
And I think it's always been that way with it. I mean, and that's the challenge I have is to... You know what it's like to starve. And you just, I hate saying
so you
no.
got to work when you can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the hard part is figuring out, you know, what makes the most sense. You know, there's the financial sense and then there's kind of the mental health sense. Like who should you spend your time with and what makes, you know.
What's the answer? Because that balance is, finding that balance is a struggle for most people.
I think it's just, it sounds so cheesy, but go with your gut. And I remember when I was really sick, and I think we talked about this before, when you're developing as a fetus, supposedly your serotonin, everything's in your stomach, and basically as your spinal cord develops, it goes up to your brain. So when they say gut feeling, there is an actual thing about gut feeling where you have stuff in, like some people when they get emotional, they cry or whatever, like I would get sick, literally sick to my stomach. Yep. Like I mean, I rarely cry, rarely get, like, aren't you emotional about it? But I was, it was on the other end.
Yeah, you're eating your emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I think, I mean, just happened yesterday. It was just a person who wanted a car and it just didn't feel right. And I asked the owner and said, hey, I don't think this is the kind of person that I think should be right. And you okay
when
with that?
You
I
mean, know, you know.
His car, like, yeah. Your choice. Here's the money. Do you want to take it? Here's the other consequences. And he's like, you know, he's the one, the email I sent with the Captain Steubing photo sign. He's on a boat in Florida.
Like, I love. Like, exciting and new.
Exactly. I wonder if he saw that email.
Come aboard.
He's very, very stern. He was intimidating. I've known him for 20 years. And one of those people that is fun to poke fun at because he's so serious.
But then oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
But I don't know, like, how bad it's going to end up.
No, you never do. No. Sometimes nothing ever happens.
We used to club race together. I think I might have told you this before, but he was just so intense. Like, club racing, like, half the guys, some of the guys are stoned and just goofing around. And the other half are, like, I was just learning. I was just kind of like, I'm racing a car. It seemed like this worldly thing I'm doing. And then he was so serious about it. Like, you don't win anything, you know, like, good job.
Yeah.
Like, there's no umbrella girl. There's nothing.
Right. There's no purse at the
you
end.
Know, there's nothing.
You get the trophy and you get your name on the thing. And
all. I don't even think you get that. BMW Club was pretty cheap.
Oh, BMW Club.
It was BMW Club. Yeah, I mean, put this way, we didn't have enough to fill a field, so they would just throw us like with NASA and we'd be with, you know, Honda Challenge, which.
Yeah. Any BCCA stuff I ever did, or whatever, BCC
BMW
stuff,
CCA,
they
yeah.
threw it into yeah. the SCCCA.
SCA or NASA, yeah. whatever, because yeah. there was never enough. But Tom was so intense. I remember.
intense was he?
He would, we would put, like, on his back window, stickers that he could see in his rearview mirror once he's all buckled in.
Oh, that's a dick move. You're a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Then he has to unstrap.
No, he can't. You're starting the race. You're like,
so he has to look at it the whole time.
So, like, I remember we had a big, like, I forgot. It was probably not politically correct, but it was Calvin and Hobbes related sticker.
God. The one where he's taking a leak maybe.
Taking
or something.
A leak on something else. Yeah. And then we had a Tinkerbell. I mean, someone put a very
just a bunch of children, just bunch of fucking stuff. High school kids,
and so he would, you know, it would irritate him. But like, you eventually get over because it's amazing when you're racing, you just don't think about anything else.
The tunnel vision becomes real.
But then he gets out and he's just storming around the pits looking for that person. That,
oh, he picked up right where he left off.
Right where he left off.
Oh, jeez. There was, let it go.
Exactly.
Oh man.
Which, you know what happens to those people?
I'm going to deal with this later. I'll tell you that.
And you know what happens to those people? He's going to get another sticker. And it just.
Because you showed that it worked and it irritated and it just, got the result.
Yeah. So, but he's So that's why when I sent the email.
Was he an only child? Because that's like you learn that with siblings, right? Like,
I don't know. I really don't know much. I mean, we just talked about cars and he lives in Reno. And now he sold. He sent me 5 cars, which two of them are sold. And I think all 5 are now on the website finally. Mm-hmm. That's what's been the last week because they showed up Wednesday, the day before I left on that rally. And it's like, oh my gosh, I got to get these cars ready. And we sold 2 of them. And he bought a boat in Florida, sold his business, and he's now on a boat. I think he's coming back, but he's learning, getting his skipper license or Coast Guard or
yeah, boss, Captain Ron.
So I was, I found
love
that
movie.
Yeah, yes, exactly, Captain Ron.
I get a little dry ride here, boss. No big deal. All boats have it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh my god!
So I've been sending him Captain Steubing memes, but he never responds to them.
But he's not on, like, that's Captain Steubing's from the Love Boat, right?
Right.
It's Gavin McLeod.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he's on a boat. He's
I see. Just any old boat. Okay.
Yeah. And I think it was
a captain.
I don't
know
if it was John Lieber or someone talking about, like, when you get it, or Paul Zuckerman, you know, you get a ship captain's hat when you're going to die. You start wearing, you know, the ship captain's hat around or whatever, that white whatever.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I remember Caddyshack, you know, what's the Judge Small, whatever
Smalls.
His name is,
yeah.
You know. Oh, and he's got his hat with the sailboat and the whole thing.
Exactly.
Although I have a feeling you and I would fall more in line with the Rodney Dangerfield character. character.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, looks good on you, though. Oh, my God. We should talk a little bit about this rally.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want to play the video.
It was fun. I haven't done a rally this kind of late in the year because usually weather can become an issue.
Oh, yeah.
But
you've done this one before, though.
Yeah, they do. It's Driving While Awesome. They're the guys who put on Radwood.
DWA. We got their sticker in here somewhere.
Yeah.
Love those
and
guys.
They, really neat guys. They put on Radwood.
Oh, that's the same group. I don't know if I ever put that together.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, they're the same. I mean, three of the guys with DWA are three of the four or five Radwood members.
But Bradley Brownell is the other founder of Radwood.
Right. He's not part of DWA.
Right, right.
But he's regularly around. He was on the rally. I mean, Bradley being Bradley, the only guy on a rally with a motorcycle.
Hilarious.
And it's so him.
Speaking of oddballs, this is the one that Matt and Zach did, right?
Yes.
So Zach brought his E46, and Matt was going to bring his brand new 2005 E46 yeah. that he just bought that I told you was the cleanest. It looked like the brand new ones I used to buy. But at the last minute, because Hannah came with him, they right. switched it. And tell everybody what they brought.
Oh, yeah. It was in the new Mercedes AMG GT. We don't want to call it GTR, but it's basically the GT3 RS Plus. I think it's
as big wing,
as close to a race car as
all
you
carbon
could get.
Lip in the front, all that shit. Big wing
and
in the back.
When we first heard he was going to take his M3, and it's a collector grade, it has 15,000 miles.
It's too nice. I told him the same thing. I go, "You're crazy."
Well, and I don't know him.
He's like, bro, I
don't
drive
know
my
him.
Cars.
Yeah, but I don't know him well enough to say. And I didn't know, the rallies he's done before are a little bit different. And he, on his show, I think one of the last couple podcasts, he talked about it. He described it perfectly. He's like, it's in a nice way. It was like the dirt bag rally, but where like half the dirt bags have multiple commas in their income. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they're like, you know, that whole poor man, you can't tell.
Yes.
But the reason of all the different rallies, I like, just like Cars and Coffee, I like to go to different ones. I want to see different people, different culture, just car culture, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think as a group, they are probably some of the best drivers.
Like
not
that.
Necessarily the fastest, but like they got their head screwed on right.
I love that.
They know how to drive as a group. They understand the dynamics, even if they may not, they are aware of their level of talent.
We have hesitated to go on some of those in the past. I mean, lately it's its own issue, but in the past,
right.
solely for that reason, because I've gone on like day trip things with certain people. And I'm just like, you know what? This is our only car. And it's actually really important to us, even though we beat the shit out of it, like drive right. it hard. It's really important to us. We actually take really good care of it. And if something happens to it with us, fine. But if it's some jabroni just fucking does some stupid, because yeah. to them, they just write a check and whatever, and we don't have our car for 6 months or whatever, that really bums us out.
Yep.
And we're not willing to do that when we have so much fun doing other things.
Sure. I mean, I'm fortunate I haven't been on anything like that. And I don't know. I mean, I haven't been on the rallies that extreme where like there's a lot of those people, but you'll run into ones where there's a such...
But you've been incidented before.
Yes, yes. And it was, I mean, I think...
And it wasn't your fault?
No, but I do think you do enough of this stuff, something
100%.
Is going to happen, yeah.
Oh, and it's no judgment against any
right,
one
right,
person,
right.
but it's that collective headspace that you were talking about
yep.
before when all these... You know what it's like when all the fish are moving together in one motion.
Yeah.
It's a very fluid thing, and when everyone's just fine,
right?
Try following a vet up ACH. Like we don't do the same things at the same time.
Yep.
It's different animals,
right? And it's and
nothing against the vet.
No, and it's part of the reason. A lot of the reason why I take the back way up is because
same
it's
route.
Usually just me. And it's
stop saying that out loud, though. We stop telling people that.
No, it's...
It's crowded there, too, folks. Don't even try it.
It's so prohibitive for anyone in L.A. to do that because you're going to drive I drive in bad traffic, but it's twice as far to go do that. It's
yeah.
just really, really far. It's
Well, your way is really the long way. I mean, that really
yeah.
is... You come all
like
the way
said,
over from
Wrightwood. Like I said, it's exactly 111 miles from my shop door
to Newcomb's Ranch.
Newcomb's that way. But it is 10 minutes longer... The other way, going up through the front way, is, I want to say, 82 miles.
Mm.
It's almost 20 miles less, but it's 10 minutes difference.
That's crazy.
So I actually get, and the instead of 22 miles up the front, it's 42 miles on the back.
Oh, interesting.
So I get almost double the fun miles, and I get very little traffic. So it's actually a little more therapeutic to drive that way. And the sad thing is... I think last week with the first snow, that
might
kind
be
of
the end of the season.
Yeah, they just don't bother clearing it until
it's a lot of work. They have all their resources keeping the traversed roads clear. Yeah,
for the Palmdale 500.
You gotta keep those guys are nuts. The Palmdale 500 is nuts, but I don't. What would you do? You know what I mean? Either that or take the 14 all the way around and sit in traffic. I would take the mountain too.
I kind of wonder with Sunroof Delete, like, you know, he likes to sort of sit and take voyeuristic pictures of us going.
Yeah,
like,
he's really good.
I think if you could sit there at some of those turnouts and just look at the cars hanging it out, taking the photo, because I've seen them and they are like on their hubcaps, leaning on the line.
We drive with our windows down all the time. I think you do too. So yeah, it's every time when you see that outside wheel going. Yip, 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 yip.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's so. I mean, it's over the line sometimes because you see it hit the little you know, the little cutouts for the reflectors, right. And I keep thinking it's gonna de-bead and he's gonna come right into my lane.
Yeah, he's just gonna pop the tire. Yeah, I know that. I just wonder how someone you could imagine just sit there any Friday morning just for a half hour. And just videotape that or photograph. He'd probably get some good shots of you know, whatever, the multicolored 1999 Dodge Neon with different panels.
Different panels, yeah.
And then just – because there are some shit boxes that come over that road. And if you go down to Angeles Highway and come up, you know, 9 Mile, even there, I mean, there you're seeing more speed because they got a little more of a way to stretch their legs. By the time we see them coming over ACH, I think they're just frustrated because they've been behind – slow person number 10 and they're just riding their ass.
You bring up an interesting point though. When they're coming up Angeles Forest, mm-hmm. towards Angeles Highway, there have been a couple, you know, there's a couple of those, they're just down and twist so tight. There have been a couple where I came in, you know, I'm one of those people who doesn't cross the yellow line. I'll cross the yellow line to pass somebody where I know it's clear, but like I use the lane and that's it. For whatever reason, I've trained myself to do that. It makes it harder. It's more whatever. So my point is, I'm on my side. I can't remember what the hell I was going to tell you first, though. All that preamble for a fucking...
No, we're just seeing them coming up the other way. On that.
Oh,
part
yeah. So that's
speed.
What it was. So this one day I was with her and I you know, I'm like three turns ahead. You know what I mean? Or whatever. So I choose my mark and I'm whatever and I'm going to hit it. And I just think to myself, I see this guy coming and I go... I have to open up here. And I opened up just enough as he crossed the line right behind my left rear wheel.
Wow.
Right? And I opened up just enough for him to go well over the line and almost off into the dirty rock section down there by that tree.
Yeah. Ooh.
And it was like, if I didn't see him coming, he would have just taken us out.
Right. Yeah. Easily.
I mean, if I didn't, you know, see it and do my little whatever the...
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's this last Friday was the first time in probably 6 months I've come up the front way. It's mm-hmm. been a long time because I always come the back if it's open.
We started doing...
Oh, yeah. I've done that way, too. That way's good. It's a little bumpy, but I used to... Like during COVID, I was just mixing it up. Like mm-hmm. it didn't. That was the one time it didn't really matter because there was very little traffic. So I would come up through Sunland. I'd come up through
Lacanada.
I'd come up the back. I mean, sometimes I would come the back way, even though I knew it was closed, so I can go down Big Pines.
Yep.
Come all the way through Lancaster, and that's almost 205 miles that way.
That's a hell of a nice ride, though.
But it was,
I love that ride.
Yeah, because you're going through kind of near Devil's Post Pile, and it's a pretty area.
Yeah, it's just nice to. It's just nice to do that. I've done some professor runs probably the opposite direction.
Yeah. But anyway, so going back to the DWA rally.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job.
Bringing it back.
Woo!
You know, that group is just a really fun, interesting group. And I was surprised that Matt and Zach were going. And it was actually really neat because I got to meet Hannah, who's really a really, really neat person, interesting person, which... There's a lot of people, I think, because of who they are, wanted to talk to them. I mean, kind of celebrity-ish. and then, you know, and I think they mentioned on their show a little bit about how they did choose the wrong car. Because that car, there'll always be, they're not DWA doesn't go, hey, it's only 75 and older. That was the whole reason why they started it, because there was a bunch of – they didn't have those kind of cars. They had 80s, 90s, early 2000s. So they just wanted a more inclusive rally, which is what I like about it. And normally there's, you know, like maybe one GT3. There's maybe like four or five pretty modern super-ish cars, not hypercars. And so I thought – well, when Matt was going to bring that, and I know nothing about that car, that it would probably, you know, there'd be a few cars kind of like it. This, for some strange reason, this particular event was the first time there was none. I mean, like, it was his car, and probably the next oldest car was, or newest car was Zach's.
Which is like a 2004 or five, whatever. Yeah.
And then you just get into few 90s and then 80s. I mean,
wow.
E30. I mean, there was a ton of E30s. There's some Volvos. There wasn't as many Datsuns. A few Porsches. You know, not
That's
a,
awesome.
But it was neat. And it's funny listening to their perspective of it, because I'm used to driving those roads, which is this. These rallies, I hate to use the word rally tour because it's not a competitive thing, but it is all about the driving. Like, we have fun and hang out when we stop in parking lots, but we're not eating in nice places. We're not staying at nice places. It's all, it's really about the driving part of it. And, you know,
as
and
it should be.
And what's great about this is they always throw as an option each day, a dirt route, which, you know, I love.
Would you take it? Yeah.
And the dirt routes, I mean, they have a couple friends who have rally kind of cars, and they will take them and pre-run it to make sure it's not washed out or ruddy. And one of them we took was it was probably 20 miles long, and it was any car, like even that Mercedes would have had enough ground clearance. It was just hard-packed dirt.
Cool.
But there was a little bit of a washboard, which, you know, washboard's fun because you find out exactly what's not secure.
It's bolted onto your car, yeah.
So as I'm going through the washboard, and I've got, like, I have a little camera, and I'll be on my hand. Sometimes I'll have it on my helmet or my
we've used it on the show.
Yeah, the little cameras. If we're going really slow, like 10 miles an hour through some real technical dirt, I'll just take my iPhone. So I'm just doing that, and the scenery is spectacular. You'll see in the little short clip. And they're it's a Momo style steering wheel they're put on with that little Allen head screws, like six of them.
Yep.
So I'm driving along, and one just goes poom, and I like reach down and like get it.
If one goes down.
And then just as it said that, another one went, and I'm like holding it, and I grab it with the other one. And then I notice all of them are backed out. So I'm sitting there driving. And
with your fingers.
Well, I put two of them in my mouth. The two that came out are in my mouth. I'm just. And then I'm like, you're sitting there driving. You're thinking, okay, I have a 3mm Allen. I know I put it like within reach for this very reason. But like, which crevice?
Right.
So open the glove box, and I found it.
Oh, good, good, good.
But imagine on a dirt washboard road, trying to like them doing diffusing the bomb in
Top Gear, yeah, or Grand Tour. I'm thinking like once it's in there, you could probably get it. But trying to get that seated, forget.
I got them in there and then kind of handed it. But getting that little, so we eventually, I like honked and like, guys, steering is highly underrated. I really need this part of the car to work. But every year I wonder, is this the year that I end up on a tow truck? Because that green car just says, you know, I'm done.
No.
But so Matt was behind me, him and Hannah were behind me. And every time I looked up, it felt like the ambiguously gay duo car came to life and is riding behind me. Like, I'm going to get penetrated.
A lot of hoods.
So I'm driving along and I look up, and it's just so comical to look at.
Hello, Gary.
That. And so we get somewhere, and Matt goes, your car makes a lot of interesting smells. Like, I go, that's 300,000 miles of
whatever
carbon blowing by. And I go, I try not. When someone's behind me that may not be used to the smells that come out of that car, I try to not high rev decel, just kind of keep it low so it doesn't burn as much. But I said, yeah, it's a little tired. But it fits kind of the – when he saw the cars on the rally, the cars – my car is not because I wanted a safari style. My car is like, I like to do this, and this is what the car became to do that.
I totally agree.
Reason your car is what it is. It's just a – you know, it's
form follows function. Purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's exactly what it is. I mean, the skid plates are, I don't look to go rock crawling and doing crazy safari stuff. I mean, most of the skid plates are for Angeles Crest and a few of the other roads. And in fact, when I came up that time with the Lamborghini guy behind me, and he was very rightly so concerned about the rocks, and it wasn't a bad day, but there was a couple, I just center punched him just because I knew he would come across them, and it's just easier if I just hit it and either
hit it with the skid plate.
It would break it down or some, one of them, it just, it was right coming out of by tunnel.
Oh no.
I hit one and it just kind of went over in that direction, and I was like, oh, that was a good shot.
That's what happened with the one we hit. It was moving so fast, like I told you, like a human head rolling off the yeah. road afterwards, and I was like, geez, I guess we'll never know what the hell it was or how. You sent a teaser video for the bigger video, which is up on the Auto Kennel YouTube channel, right?
Yep. Auto Kennel or YouTube.com/Auto Kennel.
Yep.
If you go to Auto Kennel's website and click on videos or even on the homepage, it'll be on the bottom there. There's plenty of ways to link to it. It's on our Instagram too.
And in the meantime, if you want a teaser, we're going to go behind the orange curtain. Roll it, Hal.
Welcome to the Coastal Range Rally Classic. Give yourselves a round of applause. You made it.
My head's pretty hard. I can survive a cow to the dome.
What do you need? What do you got?
There's 6 more minutes on the on our YouTube channel.
Big video. Well, that was a great teaser. Yeah. It gives you a good feel for what it is.
Yeah.
It makes me want to be on the ride with you. It makes me want to be on that.
One day. I really look for it. Like,
well, but that's a testament to your video.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's and the videos don't – I don't obviously do them for anything more than just personal enjoyment.
Yeah. I mean, you capture it, so why not do something with it?
Yeah.
And why not put it out for the people?
I mean, in the beginning, I feel like, oh, I just want to just drive and not do it. But I know it, making the video the next week, kind of just reliving the moment. But 10 years from now, I mean, now I'm getting videos. I look, they're horrible, but the ones from almost 10 years ago. Oof. But I look
that
at
that was
them,
the reason we started our Instagram account. That was the whole thing. It was so that we could capture these moments. It wasn't for everybody else in the beginning. It was just for us because... Things were going away and things were changing, and and it was a timestamp. So
yeah, what was
very anxious to get it back.
I can't remember. I hope you do get it back, and I know you will. I know you will.
At this point, it's my fault.
I did something just like that the other. Signing up not to the consequence, but signing up for this rally. I was doing. It was coming back from Breakfast Club, and normally the rally sells out really quick. So I was actually at Rusnik in Pasadena, and I...
Oh, yeah, you said you were going to do this because you wanted to make sure...
Yeah, and I got to do it. I put in my old... For whatever reason, it populated with an email, like a Mac email
yep.
that I didn't use anymore. And then I was like, oh, they're going to send stuff to there. I don't even know how to get to there.
Yep.
It's the same thing. Unfortunately, I'm not dealing with Instagram. I'm dealing with people, friends I know. I say, hey, I, like an idiot, did this.
Yeah, change it.
And then, like, Lewis was sending me the stuff he was getting, so I at least knew,
right,
like, here's the hotels you should do. I wasn't missing anything.
But, like, they did all the thing. They reset my thing. Some email went to some account to, hey, reset your password, and you're all set. But
where is that? Yeah, I get it. I get it. And it's a thing. It's not even – it'd be one thing if
– And I'm like, resend email. I'm like, I didn't get it again. What's going on? It would be one
thing if you transpose something – and it wasn't like at a common thing, like an at Gmail. You could just, like someone said, you can go make a new Gmail.
Totally.
But it's
and it's my fault.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? And it's the one time, and by the way, it's the one time I've had this email address for 20 years. It's the one time, like, in my memory I've ever done that.
Well, no, I do it when I type in auto kennel. I think I mentioned to you, it comes out AITO kennel because you and I are next to each other.
Mm-hmm. It won't, you know, let me do TLG, yeah, on the first time.
Neanderthal fingers every single time. Doing that just never. Yeah. So I completely relate. And
you feel the pain.
I know the pain. I just, and actually after that, I went and
changed your password or two-factor authentication.
I did two-factor.
Turn that on.
And I don't know. I couldn't tell if it was on. I just changed it or I added it. But either way, I did it because
I'm locked out of my old one. I'm locked out of my new one. They don't want me on that.
But there's
thing.
Someone talking about with Instagram. You know, it's kind of this weird thing where it is a photo album, and like especially it's kind of morbid when someone dies. You kind of see, like,
I love memorial. That's why I'm still friends with all our friends who died.
Right, but they kind of live. They become immortal.
Mm-hmm.
What's strange is like some of the like Rudy 993. I guess the family's keeping his Instagram going.
Beautiful.
And it's. I don't
That's
know
a
why.
Perfect example of why you would want it.
And I don't know why more people don't do that. Like, or maybe they just don't have someone that can, I don't know.
There was a thing about this just recently, like within the last year, mm-hmm, where they're making it easier to memorialize accounts.
As they should, yeah.
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 That's an interesting thing for just that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we want to mention before saying goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Things at Auto Kennel are good. You've always got an interesting smattering of cars that are constantly rotating. Nothing stays very long these days, which is a wonderful problem.
Fun cars. The one I'm getting most excited about is Jeff Swartz doppelganger. The yellow one.
Oh, yeah. The light yellow. Same year, same everything.
Yeah, it's tough because I've been on – the owner of this car comes on rallies, and he bought that white RS H-Tribute.
Oh, very
beautiful.
Nice.
Remember I drove in April up to Newcomb's?
I do.
And it wasn't ready for people to drive.
Yes.
And really, the owner wasn't sure if he was going to sell it. He lives in Hawaii, but he kept the car out here, and he says, hey, can you just – he wanted me to do a shakedown.
Yeah.
And I said, well, if I'm going to do a shakedown, is this okay?
This is a real shakedown.
Found a lot of typical stuff you would see with a 15-year, you know, $200,000 plus build, like it just dotting the I's. And so good news is he fixed that. The guy who bought the car, he owns this yellow car, and he also owns, you'll see it soon, it's my all-time favorite color. It's a 69E in leaf green.
Oh, I love leaf green.
Yeah. And it's funny because I've known this owner for a while. I've been on rallies with him in both of those cars. And I see that car just driving along, but I don't see it from a, like, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to, when I, basically, like, I would own that car, look at it a little closer versus, like, that's a cool yellow car.
Yeah.
And so last night, just going through all the receipts, like, finally, he sent me a bunch of receipts. I pulled a bunch out of the car. And because he asked me, have you driven the car? I just drove it from the mechanic shop to here. I haven't really driven it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping tomorrow I'll get to drive it. It's one of the reasons why it's already photographed, ready to go on the website. I've got to finish the write-up, and I have to do it. I really want to drive it. He bought it in 2015 from what was really the main owner. The first owner bought it in 73, this one guy, and he had it till recently. And this owner, current owner, spent, I added it up, I couldn't believe it, $85,000 in the last 3,000 miles just on the mechanicals for the most part. I think the only cosmetic thing he did was the
Let's
seats.
Not mention the shop, shall we?
The shop's in Florida. No, the shop's in Florida. No, but the shop's a really good shop. I think it's called Orbit Racing, old school shop.
If it doesn't have a brand new motor, $85,000.
No, it does.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I mean, it's the original numbers matching motor.
But they rebuilt it all.
I mean, I'm reading through it and now. I kind of know. I mean, you could tell it was an old school build. Stuff like you know, Marco Antoni would do.
And
Jeff Gamroth. I mean, and so it's a 2.2 liter, which is my favorite motor. Like,
screamer.
That's the motor. Like, people don't understand 2 liter, like Nicholas and Hunziker and Chad and Steve McQueen like, but the 2.2 is really my favorite. Mm-hmm. And it's a 2.2 liter, 10-to-1 compression. Dynoed it a little over 180 to the rear wheels for a 2.2.
Wow.
So that's like 215 horsepower out of a little.
And it's got 185s on it, 195s?
185, 70, CN36s.
Nice.
Fully rebuilt transmission, airport gears. He did a special guards limited slip.
And you're going to keep this one?
This one, though, is tempting.
Adding it to the museum.
This one would be tempting.
You don't have yellow.
It's not. I mean, I have 4 white cars right now, so I'm that guy. But I don't care about color. For me, it's just like all the cars I have is because when I drove them, something spoke to me. I like something about the way they drove, and I do miss having an early 911. There's nothing like when you drive a 993 and then a 964, and you keep working your way down. You get closer to what a 911 is, like the distilled what. What is 911 as an adjective?
Absolutely.
And when you drive a really good early car, and the one thing that would probably keep me from is, although I like this car a lot, is I love MFI. Mm. I mean, that white car, it just, there's something
the
about
sound,
it.
The responsiveness, it's
if,
awesome.
If people drove that, they would stop putting these big-ass goofy motors in these really early cars.
I agree with you.
And it's...
You know that guy Mark Carrillo?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
that car. No, he does the Rouse. Yeah, that car is a screamer.
And his is a backdate, I think.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize it.
It is a backdate, but it's got an early style motor.
It's awesome. And I love the sound and the scream of that.
It's just, yeah, when you drive it, it's something that's just really fun. So I'm anxious. I mean, there's no way in hell I'm driving that Friday to Good Vibes.
No. Although Jeff brings his. Zwart brings his.
Yeah, that's, you know.
But he's Jeff Zwart.
Jeff
Zwart.
Thor.
That's
he's
awesome.
Jeff. Yeah, I don't. I.
Who knows what it's going to be on Friday? Friday is going to be a weather mash. I don't know what it's. I mean, we'll be there. We'll be there if anyone's thinking about it. We'll be there. But
if I can go, it depends on what's happening. Family and the
oh, it's not weather related. It's family wise with you.
Yeah, I mean, barring the road closed. Yeah.
Yeah, but the road won't be closed.
But if the road's open and I can drive up there, I'd probably drive the 928. It's actually pretty good in the weather.
Pete has been.
He's been sending me messages too.
Is it normal for Caltrans to require chains when it snows on the crest? And I just responded yes.
He wants
Oh well, do you? Is it no? And I go no. I just carry them with you. I don't think if anybody sees you, they might ask you if you have them. But I don't think it'll be an issue.
But
if you want to be responsible, put them in the damn car and know how to put them on the car.
And one of my Porsche friends just sent me. He has 80s Porsche branded made snow tires. Chains with a little thing from Porsche, and they fit.
Are they the spring ones?
Yeah, they're.
I like that.
Yeah, the little spring. Yeah, they're not the old chains, but they're springs.
Yeah,
and I look at it; it fits pretty much all the sizes I have. It goes from like 185 to like 215/60s. Mm-hmm. And he was going to give me a good deal, but I was thinking, how bad would it be if I actually used them? But I could put them literally in any car,
right?
And hopefully, bring enough stuff that someone else could do it. Because I don't
they're easy.
Yeah.
They're so easy.
Yeah. No, I.
Well, I grew up with a tractor, and my dad tractor, and we had to plow the driveway and stuff. So like we used to have to put chains on the like real chains.
I grew up
like
in La Habra. We didn't do shit.
Yeah, but I just mean like it was so easy. Once you like, oh, that's actually easier than it seems. You just drive onto the thing and tie it back up, and it's all good. Great video. I'm glad to know you as a friend.
Oh, likewise.
Thanks for today at the Peterson. That was a lot of fun hanging out with you, the Ed, and Lauren.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is. This must have been fun for you too, spending the whole day with your daughter.
It's
that's what this.
I don't have
into.
A bad.
He was like, "Oh, well, if we do that, then it could be the whole." I go, "We'll make it happen, so you can have a daddy daughter day, because that's clearly what he wanted."
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. This is turn the phone off and then hang out.
All right, let's see. Thursday, we're back with Magnus Walker. How do people follow you in the meantime?
Everything's Auto Kennel on Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, you're on Twitter too.
It's just. Towards it. But okay. Instagram would be the main one at Auto Kennel.
And YouTube.
YouTube/ Auto Kennel, autokennel.com. Yeah, pretty easy to find. Fortunately, no one else uses anything like that.
Do you still have merch branded stuff, or did you do that stuff way back when? And
no, we do. We sell, if you go to our, my dad manages the shirts and stuff. We've been
like
slowly
my sweatshirt. I love. Yes. People ask me about that all the time. I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm kind of. I'm not sure.
Whatever the sweatshirts we've been dwindling down.
Yeah.
We've got some really good cold weather ones that my
the
dad.
The thing is, they were all designed so well. Yeah. All of the. I mean, who did it?
Your friend. Obey Clothing. So. Yeah, they awesome. Know how to make a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, our really good friends, Eric Singer. In fact, his son, Alex, is who I got the green car from. And,
oh, I didn't know that.
And I've known them since the 90s, and he works for Obey, and he basically helped us make our clothing brand.
It's killer.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I love it. Yeah. I feel guilty asking more favors.
Oh, I know what that is. Back with Magnus on Thursday. That's it. Friday, GBBC. We'll be up there. With or without the weather. It's supposed to be raining in the morning, but I don't know. I'm not worried. I think it's going to be nice.
It will be.
I love you. We love you.
Love you.
We love you, Lauren. We all love you at home. Please love one another.
That was a golf laugh.
Golf laugh? Golf laugh. We all love you at home. Please love one another, and we'll see you out there this weekend.
Yeah. Everyone. Awesome. That was great. Time to spend when you're having flies, right? So they say.